What's up? I'm Amanda Costco, and you're listening to the Electric Runway Podcast, a podcast exploring the intersection of fashion and technology. Technology is becoming more personal than ever. If you need evidence supporting this claim, just walk into any Best Buy Canada. What used to be the place you'd only visit for back to school season when you needed to buy a new computer, or on Black Friday if you wanted a deal on a new TV, has now evolved into a full-on marketplace offering everything from gadgets for the connected home to virtual reality headsets to drones. Here to talk about the future of the consumer electronics store and how companies like Best Buy are brushing up against wearables and fashion is Zane Jaffer, Director of Emerging Business at Best Buy Canada. You can catch him in person this week in Toronto at Best Buy's Life and Tech event at Yonge and Dundas Square on Thursday, as well as at We Are Wearables Toronto, where we'll both be speaking on a panel on the future of fashion. And if you haven't already heard, Electric Runway has curated a ready-to-wear fashion tech showcase, which will be on display at the next We Are Wearables Toronto. That's the evening of August 24th, beginning at 7 p.m. on the lower level of the Mars Discovery District. We'll put links up to both events on Electric Runway, but first, my conversation with Zane. So Zane, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So for those who don't know, who are you, what do you do, and how does your work touch wearable technology?
Yeah, so my team's got responsibility for the revenue and profitability and the overall strategy for what we'll call the emerging business categories within Best Buy Canada. So what that entails is essentially all wearable technology, all virtual reality, robotics, connected toys, drones, and all home automation-based categories as well. And really one of the big focuses for us is wearable technology, since we've really been trying to lead the way in Canada since late 2014.
Yeah, I mean, it's been such an exploding market in the last little while. How have you seen wearables grow and change over the years? And then as a follow-up to that, how has that impacted Best Buy's retail strategy?
Well, yeah, I think wearable tech is an extreme focus for us. I think originally when we first launched the category, we had about 6 to 10 feet of space. And now some of our stores have upwards to 100 feet of space in wearable technology. And people will be amazed at the type of wearables that are out there today. We have everything from smart clothing online, wearable cameras, baby wearables, pet wearables. You know, you look at virtual reality, which is considered a wearable, gesture control wearables, in addition to your typical activity trackers and smartwatches.
Yeah, it's really expanded. So I didn't know this, but Best Buy is actually now getting into virtual reality. So if I wanted to go get a headset or if I wanted to get set up with a system, Best Buy can actually help me out with that, right?
Yes, definitely. That's where the Geek Squad really comes into play. And actually, the other day, we just announced that we will be carrying the new Oculus Rift product that is now available on pre-order at BestBuy.ca. And I think there's only one other competitor who will carry the product right now as of today in Canada. And so we're really, really excited about it. And it also is just one segment of virtual reality. There are actually some other great segments in virtual reality that are really mobile-based, that use your phone. So something like the Samsung Gear VR, which is also built by Oculus. And then you've got Google Cardboard. And then there's the console-based virtual reality by Sony that'll be launching later this year as well.
So lots to choose from. So do you find that people are coming in knowing what they want specifically? Or is there a lot of education that happens with consumers? Like, what is the consumer right now? Where do they stand when it comes to things like virtual reality?
So I think there's a lot of people right now that are learning about virtual reality online, but they haven't actually had a chance to experience it. So we are building out some stores that will allow people to experience virtual reality for the first time so they truly get an understanding. It's very, very difficult to really understand virtual reality from an online video or just reading about it. So that's one of the cool things that we're really going to try to work on, is allowing people to actually experience it and personally, having experienced a few of these VR-based products, it is the real deal, and it's really, really exciting.
It's the future. So what are some of the best-selling wearables in Best Buy Canada today?
Well, I think wearables overall, I mean, right now, it's still a lot of people are buying activity trackers because we've got a lot of people that are out there looking for health and fitness-based activity trackers to track calorie counting, steps, running, and tie into some of those apps that are out there that are really around health and fitness. And then obviously, we also have things like smartwatches. So smartwatches continues to grow at an extremely rapid rate. The Apple Watch that's out there, Android Wear-based product is out there. And now what you're starting to see is a lot of the fashion-based brands starting to come into the market around wearable technology. And I truly believe in the next 5 years, the lion's share of watches will be connected across multiple brands.
Yeah, and I mean, there's even the potential to connect perhaps watches that are what we consider not smart, like dumb watches that, you know, like your father's watch that you inherited. I'm looking forward to a time where you can actually take that and make it a wearable. And there's a whole slew of exciting products that are coming out. So you mentioned fashion. You and I are speaking on a panel next week as a part of We Are Wearables. And the theme of the night is actually the future of fashion. How is Best Buy staking a claim in fashion?
Yeah, I think what we want to do in Canada is really be the first to enter within that space. And it really comes down to launching a lot more of the fashion-based brands. We're having conversations with a variety of different brands, such as Movado, Guess. We will be launching Fossil-based smartwatches, Kate Spade, Scoggin, and a couple other brands that I can't really speak to at this point in time. But as I look at the landscape overall, these brands are all coming to the market, including even brands like Diesel. So those are some of the cool stuff that you're starting to see out there right now. And eventually it's just going to continue to explode. And we want to be the leaders in that space.
So how does that shape your retail strategy? I mean, as fashion blends with technology, our fitness and sleep trackers are starting to look more like fashion and less like something you'd expect to find in a consumer electronics store. So like, what are the challenges of selling this product in a fashion product in a consumer electronics store, and how are you shaping your strategy for that?
Yeah, I think the first part is really around awareness. And one of the things that we're really looking to do, and part of the reason why we have our fashion show and Life and Tech event on the Thursday and being partners with the We Are Wearables event on Wednesday night there, is really just to create the awareness of, you know, that the fact that fashion brands are coming to the market and it's not your typical consumer electronic brands like Motorola or Asus or Apple, for that matter, that are coming to the market around fashion. And so if we can create that awareness, it'll really, really help, because I think we have the educated staff from a technology standpoint to assist customers. And then the Geek Squad and our walkout wearing program, which really, we, depending on which brand you select, we will set up your watch for free and even have the tool to adjust the metal straps for some of these fashion-based brands. So you don't need to even take it to a traditional watch retailer to get everything set up, learn about it, pair it to your phone, and really get after it from a fashion standpoint.
Yeah, which kind of speaks to my next question, which was around the idea of like, why am I going to buy my wearable on Best Buy Canada or at Best Buy Canada, as opposed to going to something like an Amazon? So you mentioned the added value that your customer service representatives are able to provide, which is now bleeding over into something that you would expect from a jeweler. I imagine that there must be a huge learning curve for everyone when there's a new device that comes out or the new hottest wearable, for getting everyone on the same page and not only how to sell this, but how does it work and how does it pair? And there's got to be a ton of challenges. How are you coping with that?
Yeah, a lot of that. And I think that's where our staff really comes into play, along with the Geek Squad, the ability to educate the customer on the operating system, how it works. And I think a lot of people want to touch and feel these products rather than buying online. I mean, it's fashion. It's part of your identity and who you are. So you want to see these products for yourself, touch and feel them. And really, then again, the education portion of it really comes into play, where Best Buy can really help versus going to an online retailer and kind of just picking off some pictures.
And so we mentioned the event that you and I are both going to be part of on Wednesday, and then you mentioned kind of in passing the Life in Tech event that's the next day. So for folks who don't know about that, can you explain a little bit more in case they want to show up?
Yeah, the Life in Tech event is our second annual event, and it'll take place at Yonge and Dundas Square on Thursday the 25th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And really what it is going to be about 20 of our partners with booths there to do demos from virtual reality products like connected toys, which are part of our team as well, a lot of fashion-based wearables and traditional wearables, even unique products like the Muse brain sensing headband to do demos for that. And some of our partners will be on stage to do some of these demos, talk to their products, show videos. And then at the end of the night at around, I believe, 7 o'clock, we will have a fashion show that should last about 30 minutes to 40 minutes that'll showcase wearable technology with models walking down the runway and how you can integrate it into your life to make it your life even more simpler, efficient, and fun.
Sounds great. I'm really looking forward to it. So how can people follow Best Buy Canada and stay in touch with you and what you're up to?
Yeah, so I think really following Best Buy Canada, we do have our social media feeds, so Facebook and Twitter, and we're always online and letting people know what's going on. I think one of the bigger, cooler things that we've got is bestbuy.ca, whether it's on your phone or your computer. We've got this latest and greatest or new and great technology section that's constantly on our homepage that really we're updating with all of these cool products. I mean, I will honestly say we're at the beginning of a really, really cool technology revolution. It's just the infancy stages. So we're really, really excited about it. And it's almost like you want to come back daily to the website just to check out what's going on.
Very cool. Well, we'll put up links on Electric Runway so people can check it out. I look forward to sharing the stage with you on Wednesday, as well as catching the Life in Tech event on Thursday. Thanks so much for your time, Zane.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. Really, really appreciate it.
That was my conversation with Zane Jaffer, Director of Emerging Business at Best Buy Canada. Don't forget, you can see what you hear on this program by checking out electricrunway.com, where we always accompany each podcast interview with a blog post that has pictures, video, and links to everything we talked about. For your daily dose of fashion tech, we invite you to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat at electric_runway. If you're in Toronto, we do hope to see you at We Are Wearables, where we're putting on our ready-to-wear fashion tech showcase. That's this Wednesday, August 24th, beginning at 7 p.m. on the lower level of the Mars Discovery District. This is a free event. You just need to RSVP. Again, links are up on Electric Runway. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, here's looking towards the future.